This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 9 Pentecost underscore what underscore C. First posted July 28, 2010, Colossians 2:6-15 Living in Christ, paraphrase, since we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord, so let us live in Him, let us become rooted, built up and firmly established in faith, obedient trust, as Paul taught, and let us abound in thanksgiving. See to it that no one makes a brave you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe and not according to Christ. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, Colossians 2:8-9. In Him who is the supreme ruler with authority over all, we have come to what is truly and fully life. In Him we received spiritual circumcision, not by the hand of man, but in Christ, the putting off of our physical nature. And in baptism into Christ we were buried with Him, and were raised with Him by faith in God's power to raise us from the dead. We were eternally dead through our sins and the uncircumcision of our flesh, but God made us eternally alive with Him, forgiving us all of our sins. He cancelled the warrant against us, which required our judgment and condemnation. He set aside and nailed our condemnation to the cross. He disarmed Satan and his minions, triumphing over them and making a public example of them at the cross of Jesus Christ. Commentary: how do we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord? We must confess that we are sinners, have disobeyed God's word, in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living word, John 1:14, and the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We must invite Jesus to come in and take control of our lives, committing ourselves to trust and obey Jesus, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door, and knock, if any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. John 14:15-17, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14:21-23, me, he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar: living in Jesus requires discipleship. We must learn his teachings, recorded in the New Testament, and then we must be discipled by him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 3:3-5-8, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit, which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending, and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, and bear record that this is the Son of God. John 14:15-17, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. A Christian is by definition a disciple of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26c, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, who has been born again by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John 3:3-5-8, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Christian faith, obedient trust in Jesus is a spiritual growth process to spiritual maturity at the day of Christ's second coming. There are those who profess to be God's people who deny the deity of Jesus. Jesus warned that there would be false prophets and false teachers in the last days, Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If they come to your door, Colossians 2:8-9, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, is a good text to know and recite. They also deny the Trinity. The word Trinity is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, but the concept is mentioned throughout. God is one God in three persons, expressions, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Genesis 18:1-2, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lift up his eyes and looked, and, lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground. We are all born physically alive but spiritually and born into this world. There is eternal life beyond this physical lifetime. This lifetime is our one and only opportunity to be spiritually reborn to eternal life. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life to Corinthians 1:21-22, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts, Ephesians 1:13-14, Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. It is possible for one to know with complete assurance for oneself that one is reborn, Acts 19:1-2, Paul having passed through the upper coasts came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. We begin to experience true eternal life now in this lifetime in this world, and we know that we will live eternally in God's kingdom restored to paradise in heaven with Jesus. Now we have only a foretaste of the presence of Jesus, but it is wonderful. The old covenant of law given to Moses taught us that we must be circumcised. Circumcision of the flesh is of no avail. We must be spiritually circumcised, so that we may no longer be slaves to our flesh, our human desires. That is only possible through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We are all sinners, disobedient of God's word, and have fallen short of the righteousness of God, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God, 1 John 1:8-10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The penalty of sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God loves us and doesn't want anyone to perish eternally, Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation, designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. To the same was in the beginning with God. Three all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. For in him was life, and the life was the light of men. 5 And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The rulers of this world didn't understand God's plan, although the Jews had the Old Testament scriptures, so they crucified Jesus as God knew they would. As the result, God's plan was fulfilled. He triumphed over them and made a public example of them. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:19-20, Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, Ephesians 1:13-14, Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.